We are in Simen Chaf Hei in Hilchis Tfilin. We are up to Sif Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch goes in to the Kavana one has when he puts on his Tfilin. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bach, who says that since the Pasuk says, with regard to Tfilin, Leman Tiyeh Toras Hashem Beficha, then the Torah is pointing out that there is a Tachlis of Toras Hashem Beficha in putting on the Tfilin. You're supposed to be having kavana that the reason why you're wearing tefillin is l'man tiyataras Hashem b'ficha. As a result of it, it is not sufficient to simply have kavana to be fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. You've got to understand why you're wearing tefillin. The Prima Gadim nevertheless points out that that is only l'chatchila and it is not l'ikuvah. So now let's go into what this kavan is that we're supposed to have for tefillin. So the Mechaber says, Yichavi manachosam shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu laniach arba parshios elu. We were told to put on our arms and head these four parshias that have two ideas in them. Sheyesh v'im yichud shmo v'yitzias Mitzrayim. They have yichudo, the fact that Hashem is one, and yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the significance of yitzias Mitzrayim? First of all, that too shows that Hashem is one. There was no one else, and there was no one that stood in his way. He said exactly what he was going to do and did it, which means there is no other power. He alone can decide and do what he wants to. The second part of it is the fact that Hashem does run the world the way he wants to, that he is not bound by any of the laws of nature, and there's a purpose to all that happens, and he is the one that makes that happen. This we're supposed to put on the arms, keneged halev, and on our heads, keneged the moach, the brain, so that the neshama in our moach, which means our consciousness, should be aware of this, as well as our lave, our heart, which tends to have all sorts of other agendas. All of them should be, both of them should be focused only on fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, and not being involved in whatever taivas the heart is pushing one towards. So this is the kavana that we're supposed to have at the time that we put on our tefillin. Then the Mechaber goes on, and he says, V'yaniach shel yad techila. First you put on the shel yad, v'yivorech lohaniach tefillin, you make the bracha of lohaniach tefillin. V'acharkach shel rosh v'lo yivorech. The Mechaber shita is based on the shita of Rashi. Rashi shita is that the bracha on both tefillin is the bracha of lohaniach tefillin. Meaning your shel yad and shel rosh only need a bracha of lohaniach tefillin. Where does the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin come from? Well, if someone spoke or was mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, so in all other cases, when you make a bracha on a mitzvah and then you're mafsik in the middle and want to continue, you would say the same bracha again. In this particular case, if he was mafsik between the shel yad and the shel rosh, rather than say the same bracha again, the special bracha that the shel rosh gets would be the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. So that if one is making a bracha on both of them, he says lohaniach. If he is making on the shel rosh alone, then he would say the bracha of al mitzvahs. This is Shita's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is that the bracha of lohaniach goes not only on the shel yad, but also on the shel rosh, true, like Rashi. But the shel yad only needs lohaniach. The shel rosh needs two brachas. The shel rosh needs the bracha of lohaniach and al mitzvahs. So when we say lohaniach on the shel yad, we want the lohaniach to go for the shel yad and the shel rosh, and then we still have to make the bracha of al mitzvahs. This machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam ends up being a machlokas the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you only need one bracha for both of them, therefore you just say lohaniach and that's it. Whereas according to the Ramah, you need one bracha for the shel yad, but two brachas for the shel rosh. Therefore you say lohaniach and have kavana for both of them, and then, nevertheless, say the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. So, if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, that was what the Mechaber said, and the Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim levarach al shorosh al mitzvahs afilu lo hivsik b'intayim." That yesh omrim is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah adds, "V'chein poshet haminig b'vnei Ashkenaz shemvarchim shtei brachas." The minig Ashkenaz is actually make both brachas. However, he concludes and says that it is good after you put on the shorosh, after you finish tightening the shel rosh, that you should say Baruch Shem Kavod, what we say after someone has said a bracha levatolah. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, we do not say that, well, you never know, maybe the halakha is like Rashi, and we're not really sure if you're supposed to be saying a bracha of al mitzvahs. If that were the case, we would say Safik brachas lahakel. The Minag Ashkenaz is to say that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and you need two brachas, so that the Al Mitzvahs is not a suffix. However, since we are aware of the fact that there exists another Shita, we say Baruch Shem Kavod after the Shel Rosh. Now, once again, you do not say Baruch Shem Kavod right after saying the bracha of Al Mitzvahs. First, the tefillin have to be tightened. One is not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the tightening of the tefillin Shel Rosh. So one says Lohaniach. If he's a Sephardi, he would only say Lohaniach on both, and Ashkenazi would follow the Ramah and say Al Mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. Now, the Bir Halacha brings Rabbi Akiva Eger and others who say that there's a simple Eitzah to avoid the issue of Bracha Levatala. Namely, at the time one makes the Bracha of Lohaniach Tefillin, he can make the following stipulation. He can say, if the Halacha is Rashi, like Rashi, that you need only one bracha for the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So my kavana is going to be that this bracha of Lohaniach is only for the Shel Yad. Then, when I'm going to put on the Shel Rosh, I didn't make any brachas on the Shel Rosh yet. So now I make the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Whereas, if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, that you need two brachas on the Shel Rosh, then I want my Lohaniach to work for both of them, and in addition, I'm going to say Al Mitzvahs. This seems to be a very straightforward Tanai. Nevertheless, the Prima Gaudim says not to do it, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that we do not question Minhagei Yisrael. By making such a Tanai, it would sound as if you're uncertain if this Minhag of Ashkenaz that the Ramah mentioned to follow Rabbeinu Tam, if it is really something solid. We do not want people to walk around thinking that Minhagei Yisrael are not to be relied on. Therefore, even though Rabbi Akiva Eger has a wonderful Tanai, there may be reason not to make it. Interestingly enough, the Bir Halacha saw fit to bring down Rabbi Akiva Eger in this whole give and take.